This hour is brought to you by ETI, School of Skilled Trades. Step up to the plate, start your career in welding or HVACR at ETI, School of Skilled Trades. Visit eticampus.edu to learn more.
This is ESPN 1000, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Now, back to more Waddle and Sylvie, live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
It's time to find the great on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Find the great, presented by Great Clips.
That's right. Find the great. It's a good weekend to find the great. We made it to your weekend. That's
Cubs were great last night in the cornfield.
I showed this to my friends who I was out with yesterday. My mom texted me, like, what time was it? 9:46 last night. 5+ hours of baseball heaven. Just that.
5+ hours?
Well, she was watching. She was all in on the pregame show and the ceremonies, the pomp and the circumstance.
I was going to say, you weren't watching the White Sox, were you?
It started. Fox was covering it like it was a playoff game. You know, they're making a big deal about it.
Listen, visually, you can't argue with it. You just can't. I mean, it looks cool. It really is, you know, everything. The visual is dynamite.
Same with the scoreboard.
If that gets your marbles hot, good, yeah.
Ian Happ won me some money. I was just telling the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. I've lost like several days in a row on the White Sox. I keep gambling on them. There's no way they're going to lose again to the Royals. They're winning again today. I got to double my bet. They just kick it. They're kicking me. And then yesterday I played one of the Ian Happ parlays.
That got your money back? On
DraftKings. I bet $5. I won 40.
That's good. That's good return on your money.
It's better
take
than
the
a loss. Yes. So that was sort of great. But my mom was finding the great with the game in the cornfield. The Harry Carey thing.
Oof.
Yeah. What are they doing?
Creepy.
It didn't look anything like him. Like maybe at some angles it could pass for him.
Not really. It was bad.
Yeah.
That's a bad part of it.
Like, what crew does that get passed in all, like, the trials?
Don't know.
The marketing studies or Fox does so many great things. They've broadcast Super Bowls. They've done so many great montages. Who puts together the Harry hologram and says, this is great? We should use it.
No, I don't think that was good. I guess the Griffies were out having a catch before the game. That's cool.
That's
I didn't see any of that.
Great.
I didn't like. Well, I told you. I thought the visual.
Joey Votto mic'd up.
The visual. The presentation is fine. I have no beef about it. Just the matchup is crap.
Yeah, I mean, it never should have been. Again, like the Harry hologram, they should have sat down and said, it's Cubs-Reds. Let's think about this. It's after the trade deadline. Both these. Now, you didn't think the Reds would be in a rebuild. The Reds owner. Complete out of the lockout, he sold everybody.
Yeah. But they're not a top team anyway. So why
put
them in
Sox,
there?
Yankees,
no. Like Sox, Yankees. How about Yankees, Mets? How about Dodgers, Padres? How about Dodgers, Yankees? How about Mets? Anything but Reds and Cubs.
I always thought, and I heard someone call into one of the shows. We suggested this last year. I always thought it should be like King of the Court. Or like just a pickup game at the Y. If you win, you keep the court.
I think that's a good idea.
And the White Sox won, and I don't know if these teams want to do it or if it's a big inconvenience to them after the first time. But the White Sox won. They should have got to have another matchup against one of their premier teams this year.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Like, let them keep the spotlight. And then when they lose,
nothing
the team
like
that won keeps the court.
Yeah, good old-fashioned AL Central match. Yeah, Cubs and Twins. White Sox and Twins. White Sox and Guardians.
Yeah.
I like that idea, but there's got to be I don't want to see the Sox do it like a third year in a row. Like, I like the idea of winner stays for 1 year. Mm-hmm. But theoretically, if the Sox had to do this for 3 years in a row, enough. Like,
Didn't Len have the best idea? And he's the first one I heard say this. Is, you know, use the phrase, build it and they will come.
And just builds. stadiums in weird situations.
Where baseball doesn't exist.
Right.
Take baseball on the road somewhere else.
You could do 1 year in the West Coast, 1 year in the East Coast, 1 year in the Northwest, another year in the Southeast.
Yeah.
Take it all over the country in unique places where you set up you build a baseball field. It doesn't have to be in corn.
No.
It could be wherever.
Just don't take the Reds and Cubs with you. Leave them at home. Reds and Cubs, until you prove otherwise, you get to stay home.
Yeah. And then let me ask you this. You talked about Griffey. I know that Tom Ricketts doesn't want anything to do with Sammy Sosa, right? But this wasn't at Wrigley. And they had Zimbrano there. Zimbrano quit on the Cubs. Zimbrano quit. He left the team. And I like Z. And I've forgiven Z for it. I'm a fan of Carlos Zimbrano. He was there. You had all the great Cubs players. Why wasn't Sammy allowed there? Why do they act like he doesn't exist?
I don't know. That's a Chicago sports mystery.
Isn't it weird? And this wasn't even in Chicago. If you're going to have the greats, it's about a movie of a team betting on baseball, is it not? They made mistakes.
Yeah.
Okay. We know. Sammy still hit over 600 home runs. He still, has one of the greatest offensive Cubs players in history.
I think it would have been cool if Pete Rose would have set up an autograph table just outside the confines, and Sammy was there sitting next to him, and both of them signing autographs.
Pete Rose was just invited back to the Phillies in the wake of the scandal off the field, too, let alone being banned for baseball gambling on it. And he's still being welcomed back in Philadelphia. And Sammy can't go to Iowa. Sammy can't go to Chicago.
Let me ask you a question.
Rose went well, didn't it?
It didn't. But how many people, if they would have set up an autograph table or an autograph booth, let's say just outside where you drive down the road to get there, and Pete and Sammy set up an autograph booth, how many people stop by?
Depends how much he's charging.
$25. Both. You get both.
You get what? A Polaroid?
Well, I don't even know what autographs would cost.
An autograph and a picture?
I don't even know. But
I've seen some of these autograph things. I'm not talking about the conventions.
It's probably more expensive than that.
When
a
store has these guys out and you get one item for like $99, it's crazy.
They do that with baseball or football players now. So if Sammy and Pete are sitting next to each other at an autograph booth outside the confines of the Field of Dreams, how many people stop by?
That's good. This is our shaky past, okay? It's right here.
I got a better question for you. For would you rather? Would you rather stop by Sammy and Pete's autograph booth, get an autograph and a conversation, or go inside and watch the Cubs and Reds slap it around?
I think the people who do get to go to the game are so enthralled with the eye candy and just the unique circumstances and the small crowd. Seeing a Major League Baseball game in such a small area, probably love the experience of seeing it.
When was the last time you got an opportunity to get an autograph from the Hits King and one of 10 guys have hit 600 home runs in the history of Major League Baseball?
Never.
Hits King, 600 home run hitter.
Have I met Pete Rose? I don't even know.
You would know.
You and Waddle do a show with Pete?
No, Waddle.
No, I did it with Carmen. It was Carmen Yurko,
I'm trying
it?
To think if we had him in studio ever before that.
You would remember his musk. You would remember his smell.
I don't think I've ever met him. Now, Sammy, I covered. I was covering the Cubs in 98 during all that. And he always treated me fairly good.
Yeah.
For a lot of the writers who don't have good stories about Sammy, Sammy was always pretty good to me as baseball was.
What do you think would be more entertaining? A 10-minute conversation with Sammy and Pete sitting right there going and watching 9 innings of that?
I think watching 9 innings.
Really?
Yes.
Now, being in the stadium is one thing. Watching those two teams square off? Really? Okay.
Ian Happ having a good game. Nico doing his thing. Come on. I love it so much I haven't been to Wrigley all year. but you've been a 10-minute conversation.
You've been to the Southside Stadium how many times?
Five or six.
Yeah.
And this weekend I'm going again.
See?
Going again. Let's bring in Connor McKnight. He does pre and post game, does a marvelous play-by-play as well. And not only is his play-by-play so good on radio, I don't know if you've caught this recently, they've used some of his TV calls now in their promos.
As well they should.
Yeah. I mean.
As well they should.
Connor, what's up?
I was unaware. Thank you. First and foremost, I was unaware I made the promo reel cut. That's great. It's good to know. Isn't it good to know, guys, when you put bribes in the right places that they pay off? It's just, it makes me feel better that $20 you slip into the the right coat pocket works.
Always.
But let me give you a bit of advice when it comes to illegal behavior. You shouldn't advertise it on the air.
Oh, we're on now?
Yeah, here we are.
This is live?
Yep.
No one tells me.
Yep.
Either way, it's a pleasure to be talking with you guys live from Guaranteed Rate Field. You are not talking to a hologram. You are speaking to a live human being here at the ballpark, enthused to talk baseball with you and not of the otherworldly or whatever that was last
night. Yeah, and a very live Connor McKnight is brought to you by HawkAuto.com. Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Subaru, Cadillac, Mazda, and VW all in one place. HawkAuto.com, where Chicagoland saves big. So what'd you make of last night's game real quick?
You know, it was on in the background. I did the background watch. The wife and I were playing a card game a little bit, you know, doing that whole thing, getting, kind of the wind down into going to bed, you know, because pregnancy sucks and it's really difficult to fall asleep.
You
sometimes
get ready to go to bed, you play Pinochle.
Yeah, we were playing, what were we playing? There's a game, there's a Scrabble card game. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? You put a four-letter word down, right? And you get whatever four-letter word you want.
I can think of many.
I know you can. And then you slap one letter on each word at a time, changing it one letter at a time, and then the first person run out of cards wins. So that was the...
Don't you just slap an E and R over, you know, whatever
so
the word you have?
So many times. Yeah. So many times. Yeah. Why? It's really just the game. It's just changing the first letter of the four-letter word so many times. You know, puck, buck, ruck. You know, those things. It's just, that's all it was. That was all night long, and then we fell asleep. But the game, you know, it was nice. The visuals were amazing.
Yeah.
Is it a blood moon? Is that what that was? Unbelievable. Super cool. I can't believe they dialed that up. That must have cost a lot for the television broadcasters to ring up there. That's a nice little move, a good extra expense. But, you know, I thought it was cool. I don't know that I'm ready for the yearly game, and it sounds like that's not what Major League Baseball is doing.
Right. They're not doing it next year, at least.
But I did enjoy the last two seasons very much.
Yeah, yeah. Connor McKnight is brought to you by Waddle's guys at Hawk. Do you have...
I said that.
Oh you did? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I wasn't... Okay.
You were mesmerized by the Cubs' performance last night.
I was. Yeah.
Indeed.
So,
quite an outing.
Do they do any? Are they scheduled to do anything? Shut the door maybe before the game today, the White Sox, and have a conversation over the Cueto stuff and Tony saying that he didn't think he should say that and like just clean some stuff up about hustling and one more of these meetings.
You know, procedurally, here's how today works. I just poked my head into the clubhouse a little bit. Doors opened at 3:00 and Tony will speak in, I would guess, something like half an hour or something like that. That's typically when he talks. The 6:10 Friday game is a little bit of a different schedule. I would guess that we're, you know, a short ways away from a bit of a longer conversation about those things. Here at the ballpark fairly early today, you know, kind of a normal run of show. We're getting set up for batting practice now. I would guess, you know, this is going to be a topic of conversation in a little bit. And I'll keep you guys posted and send audio if needs be. But I would guess that this is something to talk about. This was not a road trip that went well for the White Sox, obviously. And this series, this stretch of now 16 games against sub-500 opponents has netted the White Sox a .500 record, and we talked about this a ton, right? This was the chance to go ahead and make not just a run for the top of the AL Central, but a sprint for it, and the White Sox were unable to do so. You know, they come back home, they get a very bad Tigers team, and, you know, that should help things. But we've been saying that about the Rangers, and we said that about the Royals, and we will say that once again when the White Sox head back out here on the road after they face the Houston Astros for four games. But who knows what shape things will be in then. I do think this is a longer conversation, and I think we are on the precipice of having a little bit of it.
There's frustration bubbling over with fans. I don't know how much time you get around the guys, but do you sense there's frustration coming from the clubhouse as well, from the players?
In what way exactly?
Is there anybody that is about to blow their lid? Whether it's Liam Hendricks, Is there a complacency that exists there, or is there a natural unrest that you get with a team that is underachieved? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there is a tangible displeasure with where they are right now. But that's always, I mean, from the word go this season, that has always been layered or lined, maybe a better way of putting it, by the understanding, the fact that this is a better team than they've been performing like. Now, whether you believe that or not, that's, you know, that's up to the individual. But the individuals, the 26 in that clubhouse, I can tell you, truly believe that they are a better team than this, and that their individual performances, you know, whether it's a guy that has been struggling for a while or a guy that's been hot for a little bit, that it's within that room to come out of this better than a 500 record. So I think there is a very clear displeasure with where they're at, but I have not gotten the sense that there is anything that's about to boil over, so to speak.
You know, Connor, my kids were taking part Monday through Thursday in Deerfield at the Chicago White Sox
camp?
Baseball camp. Yeah, like, you know how good the Sox and Bulls have these youth camps.
Yeah, former White Sox outfielder Mike Huff runs those. He's fantastic.
Great.
The camps are awesome, the whole thing. Yes.
Can we get the White Sox players involved in one of these?
I would bet, Sylvie, that you want somebody to hit the cutoff, man. I would guess that's where we're headed.
I don't want any of these kids or any of these White Sox currently, and I'll speak for Sylvie's kids, to teach Sylvie's kids the basics of the game right now.
Right. Can they join the kids, though, and learn how to hustle?
There's frustrating moments, man. There really have been. DJ's been talking about this a lot on the broadcast. I listen to the radio broadcast. That is my job, right? But I will go back and listen to some of the TV broadcast too. And I, you know, get a chance to talk with Steve every now and again. Steve has talked about this as well. You know, there are marginal efforts, you know, or I guess efforts that can win you games on the margins is a better way of putting it. And there's a situation in yesterday's game where Luis Robert, you know, hits one to, I think it was second base, and, you know, isn't running hard out of the box and picks it up in the last couple of steps. That is noticed. You know, that's noticed by people around the league. That's noticed, I mean, fellow players and opportunities in front offices. And that's not the way you want to play. The White Sox obviously have been under, at times, some marching orders to operate a little bit differently when you hit an atom ball, you know, especially when it's on the infield. Maybe that is still under effect for some players. I don't know that to be the case. Either way, though, you can see how those two ideas, those two things, can be at odds. And that creates a very difficult thing to kind of consume and watch and win baseball games with. You know, I mean, you can see it on the field being problematic, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I mean, there are several things in sports that you can't control. Effort is not one of those. Effort is something is in your full control. And I think that's, speaking as someone that watches every game, that's what is most confounding for me, is that you don't get the sense, A, that there is a sense of urgency. There is some complacency there that Liam Hendricks expressed to us. And there doesn't seem to be the effort that is necessary to be as good as they can be. And I think you put those all together. And that's why I asked Connor whether or not that there is, you know, is there a player that wants to take control of this? It doesn't seem like Tony is the guy that's going to step forward or hasn't expressed the interest in stepping forward to hold everybody accountable. It just feels bad from here right now.
Well, yeah, I think so. Two things there. I think one, on this White Sox team, we do have a couple of guys that are showing you how to bust your ass every single game, right? I mean, Jose Abreu is never going to give you less than the 100% that he has, right? I mean, mental cramps happen every now and again. You're going to have some mistakes out there, like dropping a ball or whatever, but that's baked within, you know, your projections for 162. A guy like Andrew Vaughn is going as hard as he Gavin, you know, these, there are guys that fit that, right?
I would give Josh Harrison the nod as well. There's a guy
absolutely
that plays hard every single day. He's just a true professional.
I just had to shimmy around Josh on my way out of the clubhouse. I absolutely should have mentioned it. That guy is absolutely breaking it to do everything he can to win a ball game. 100% true. I also think that, you know, when we talk about accountability, in terms of manager Tony La Russa, He is not going to be, nor has he ever been in the course of his major league career, Hall of Fame major league career, a guy who airs someone out publicly. That's just, I mean, I'm sure you could look through the many, 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 many years of managing that he's done and find a couple of opportunities.
Mercedes, right. Yeah. Sure. You're mean was the easy target.
That's not for effort. That's for an unwritten rules kind of situation.
He
right?
hit a home run for you.
Yes, which I listen, the White Sox had a situation there where Lance Lynn disagreed with his manager in the post-game press conference just minutes after Tony said what he did was not something he should do. So I think it's fair to point out. I do think it's in a bit of a different category, especially when we're talking about the things you can control being effort or lack thereof on the field. Tony is going to handle those things, but it's not ever, I think, and maybe we'll see something different, maybe we'll see a different part of the conversation here in a little bit. It's not going to be something where you hear, yes, player X needs to work harder, needs to run faster. And I don't think that's the kind of manager he was raised to be. And I think he has gotten responses from individual players throughout his career by doing things that weren't public or in front of a microphone or a camera.
Interesting. So we will see what comes out of today if Rakan speaks. Tony's set to speak, as you mentioned, in the next half hour. Good stuff, Connor. We'll be listening.
Thanks, always Connor. Always a pleasure, fellas. We'll see you soon.
There you go. 5:30 pregame, don't forget. It's a 6:10 start, even though it's a home game. 6:10 start, 5:30 pregame. Let me take Mike, who's been patient in Geneva, wanting to talk about the White Sox. What's up, Mikey?
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Good to hear from Connor. Always perpetually happy. You're putting on the face, talking to everybody off the ledge. But,
he's a pro.
I mean,
he's a true pro, Mike.
He is. He is. It's dire times, I suppose. Obviously, the Sox are the more disappointing team than the Bears in their Rokan situation right now. The expectations have never been so high in my 35 years as a Sox fan. Maybe 2006. But that was an easy one. They had just won the World Series before. You know, who cares what they do the next season? The whole organization from top down is just a complete joke right now. Reinsdorf is obviously not a modern manager, never will be. Rick Hahn, right, for everything that he did to rebuild the farm system. I mean, congratulations, you can dish off Chris Sale. People showed up to your garage sale there. This is the same guy that traded Tatis Jr. for James Shields. All right, so this is Gar Pax part two. Now we're left with one of, if not the worst farm systems in all of baseball and a 500 team. That all aside, the players are the most disappointing part. They remind me of a married couple, all right? Married couples doing fine when they're still fighting with each other. It's when they stop fighting with each other that they've completely given up. That's where the Sox are right now.
It's
there's
apathy.
There's no PP and vinegar coming from anybody.
Yeah.
Nothing. No emotion. You know, Connor, you know, are you seeing anything from these guys? He's like, well, what do you mean by that? It's tangible. There should be outbursts and reactions. This is, I mean, they're not even, the fan base has had it. I mean, there's 50 sure. games left in the season. They've reached a breaking point.
Mike, I think you, and thanks for the call. I think you make a great analogy, too. Like, what is the worst emotion coming from your fan base? It's apathy. It's not anger. Because if it's anger, they still care. It's apathy. That team plays
like they don't care.
Like, yes,
like,
I mean,
like
whether
they've
that
lost
is
hope or that they're just, it is what it is. We'll go out, we'll play.
And that's what he was talking about with the analogy with the marriage. Yeah. When you stop arguing or you stop fighting about things you care about,
it's a lost cause.
You become apathetic. And truly, at least it appears that way. I'm not suggesting that they don't care. It just appears that way. And I said this to Connor as well. Like, look, I was the first one to goof on Josh Harrison for gassing up the motorcycle when he was hitting 205.
He's played like, better. And he hustles,
he plays good defense. You know, he gives them energy. He's not a perfect player. But, you know, he's a veteran ball player that I think plays the right way. And a lot of guys in that locker room should use him as an example for how to go about your business.
They still should have signed a different second baseman.
No question.
Josh Harrison could play the Lurie role,
yeah.
And you didn't have to sign Lurie to 3 years.
I'm just telling you in terms of how you go about your business, play with intensity, and you play with energy and effort.
I want to bring up something, too. I know we have Waddle's World coming up, and we'll give you the floor. I do want to address, though, something that Connor said regarding La Russa, that his way has never been to call out effort. And it's all coming up next.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Amazing.
What's going on in the world of sports?
Look at all the sports. How many aerobics in here? So many activities.
Let's find out together.
Step class. It's making my head spin. How many activities we can do.
As we enter...
This is how we do it.
Waddle's World. Da,
da, da, da, da, da. It's going to be a painful Waddle's World. You know why?
No.
It's one of those moments where 55 years of age gets the best of you and you, quote unquote, forget to go to the bathroom when you needed to.
Oh, really?
So now you can't do it until you got to get to the next break.
I just went.
I know. I saw you leave, but I was reading some articles, and then I was like, I can put it off. And then all of a sudden, that 55-year-old bladder starts to shrink up.
So it's like, the bladder. It's under.
Oh, hell.
Men of number two column.
No. If that was the case, I'd have been gone already.
Right. You're usually good.
That's not something you hold.
You're a veteran when it comes
to that. Yeah, like I'm not going to roll those dice. Waddle's World is brought to you by our great friends and partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. I'm sure they appreciate what I just said, too. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit Wintrust.com/findus. Member FDIC. Should we do a well-being check on our guy, Carr? Because once again, as I told you the other day, Las Vegas slammed with more flash floods as iconic strip and the casinos are underwater again.
So
he's the one that's always concerned, remember? Oh my God! If the Bears win the Super Bowl, what's going to happen to the big casinos?
The Bucks took a beating last week.
Uh oh, are they going to exist?
Meller started that. It was one of my favorite Meller things. What is it? What is the term for it when they have a lot of exposure? Right?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
They got a lot of exposure.
The house got killed this weekend.
Yeah. My goodness.
What always amused me about that is that. As the host of a radio talk show that discusses gambling quite a bit.
He's our gambling expert.
The position to me was always obvious that you should be rejoicing and celebrating with your listeners that the favorites had a huge weekend. You know, the novice players made out like bandits. Yeah. No, Carm's like, rough one for the books this week. As if he's like a spokesperson for
it really is right. For him. Yeah. Like he's Trey Wingo and he's working out in Vegas.
I just hope he's not on the first floor, whatever hotel he's at. Hope he's up high, staying away from the water. Also, drug levels in Las Vegas wastewater explode during the music festival, the NFL draft, and other things researchers have found. So call Carmen, tell him to stay away from the floods and drink only bottled water.
So you're telling me there's wastewater in their tap water?
Two major Las Vegas events brought big numbers, big money, and a significant bump in prescription and illicit drugs to the water flowing into Lake Mead.
Oh, boy.
So I'm just saying.
Well, that's it, but it gets filtered out, doesn't it?
You think so? You hope so? What if a little fentanyl gets through the filter? You don't want that. That's a serious situation, my man.
What if a little fentanyl gets through?
That's nothing to joke about. That's getting people. Just saying. Can you text him and see if he's okay?
Yeah, let me see.
Just see if he's all right. Like, they're underwater in Vegas right now.
Should we call him on the phone? Are we able to call him?
Yeah, let's call him. Or we just say, Carmen DeFalco, you are currently on the air.
Are we able to do this?
Can you do that?
Yes, if you can figure it out. You have to hit 9, though, over on your...
What are we? Are we like a hospital or something? Did he hit 9 to get out?
I gotta hit 9 to get out.
Can you determine what a guy's number is by the sound of the beeps or no?
I don't think I memorize his number anymore. I'm gonna have to look this up. Hold on.
Do you want to? We can try. We can do it from back here if you want.
Yeah, I can take care of it here.
Do you know his number? Do you have his number?
I used to have his number memorized.
Call his number. No, Tyler's going to. How do you not know? I don't know your number. I don't know anybody's number.
I know yours. It's 847.
Yeah, it's easy. Stop. You ass.
Oh, boy. Now,
Every listener out there who knows this show could probably fill in them.
Well, I got another story about that as well. I got a story that would go a long way on that front as well.
What do you got?
Nothing. I'll tell you in a second. By the way, the ratings for the Field of Dreams game, they're in and they're down. As you would expect.
Year, I mean, it's Yankees and a really good White Sox
Last year, you had
team.
A 3.2 average rating and 5.9 million total viewers. Last night's game averaged 2.8 million viewers. Less than half.
Yeah.
Less than half.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I would think so. Is he answering?
Carm didn't pick up.
He didn't? Bozo.
Because he's underwater. His phone's underwater.
Yeah, exactly. Dan Graziano has also reported that his sources tell him that they will not get a Deshaun Watson decision today, which means you should expect to see him play in tonight's Browns-Jags preseason game. That'd be one worth watching if is Trevor Lawrence going to play tonight? I know he didn't play in the first one. If Trevor Lawrence is squaring off with Deshaun Watson, even if it's for a series or two, you got me.
Well, like,
I'm in.
This is, you get it while you can, because you're not going to see Deshaun Watson play much football, right?
I'm with you. Yeah.
There was something, too. I wrote this down. Where is it? Did you see that Watson went to the NFL?
Said, I'll take 8 games and $5 million fine. Is that what he was?
Yeah.
That's what he said. I've also read some articles where they actually said, don't be 100% shocked if, in fact, a settlement takes place versus just the appeal, the person in charge of the appeal dictating the policy, said it's not completely out of the realm.
Right. Schefter's told us that, too, when he joined us.
I still believe it's going to be a year.
See, here's the thing. I think the settlement, Sylvie just tossed out the 8 games and $5 million fine. That's kind of their starting, position. Don't be, the key for Watson's camp is they want to get it in so that it's not a full year suspension, so that his contract doesn't get bumped back a year because of that $1 million salary that they negotiated for this season.
That's next year's salary?
If he's suspended for a full season, then the contract gets pushed back a full year, and that's what he's trying to avoid.
I'm interested in watching him play, and I get it. I'd be the first one to tell you, don't get too high, don't get too low. Take it for what it's worth. Hasn't played in a year. May not play for another year. Where's he at? What's he look like? What's his decision-making process? This is the thing I've said as well. Are you 100% confident that let's play the what-if game. What if he gets suspended for the year? He plays another year, 2 years in a row where he doesn't play. Are you confident that he's going to make good decisions between now and next season?
Or off the field?
Yes. Or do you believe because his decision-making has been so bad that he may do something because, look, how do you predict the future? You look to the past. Does he learn from this situation, or is it something that goes with him going forward?
And he was obsessed with this.
Right.
But look at all the people he went to.
So for everyone that tells me, like I said, look, if he doesn't play the entire year, this is a horrible trade for the Cleveland Browns. You don't get this year back. Who knows? It'll be 2 full years. I understand he's still young, but I don't know that I'd be 100% confident if I was a Browns front office guy or a Browns fan that he's going to, if in fact he's suspended for another year, stay on the straight and the narrow. Because this punishment that comes down, it's going to be games.
Right.
It's going to be money. And I believe it's going to be a mandatory penalty that he's going to have to seek some form of counseling. Hasn't that been part of the conversation as well? Is that it's going to be money, it's going to be games, and he's going to have to seek some sort of counseling for this.
Well, and don't forget that, and also the arbiter ruled that he can never have an outside massage as long as he's in the NFL. So I don't know how much of the...
What if he goes astray again? Like, I'd be scared to death as a Brown... Purely a football fan. Sure. Listen to me. I'm not talking about, I'm not minimizing the trauma that he has caused with people because of his behavior. I'm talking about his availability to play the quarterback position for the Cleveland Browns. By the way, you gave him the richest contract in NFL history.
I know. Or else you wouldn't have gotten him. That's why they gave it to him.
I know.
He wasn't going to say yes to Cleveland if he didn't get that.
No. You see the Tom Brady stepping away from the Bucs for a while?
Yeah, what do you think this was? Do you think this was supposed to be before training camp they worked out this agreement? Do you think that when he decided to come back that there were some parameters. He's like, look, I don't want to miss when my kids go back to school. I want to be with them when they go back to school. I want to be here for this. So if I do come back and I play, I'm going to not always be there.
I will give you the answer to that and give you my feelings of that after we do a well-being check on one of our people. Carmen DeFalco joins us now on Waddle's World from Las Vegas.
There's a well-being check.
Carm, we want to know if everything's okay. There's been some flooding there, and the water is not pure. We're reading bad stories.
Yeah, everything's fine. I mean, rained a little last night. Yeah, it rained a little last night, but nothing bad. And it's been all sunny skies during the day the last 2 days.
Okay.
So that's overcast right now.
All right. So
it's a little overcast right now. But.
So your casino has not been flooded by the torrential rains?
No.
Why is Waddle telling us there's torrential rains in
Vegas? Because there have been torrential rains in Vegas.
Well, they've had some. They've had some in the last couple of weeks. No, they definitely have. But there's been no torrential rain, I mean, in the last 36 hours that I've been here.
See, Waddle, you're sounding the alarm for nothing.
I care about him. You don't.
Well, no, but I would care about him if there were torrential rains. It sounds like a party going on. It sounds like Vegas. Sounds like he's
Carm's making it rain right now.
21 and over pool
how many topless people are there?
Just Carm.
I'm topless. Let me see if I'm doing a quick perusal right now. Yesterday, there were a lot more. I don't see any right now, to be honest. So I'm skidding. There's a lot of people at this pool. I don't see any. The nice thing is now over here they got these tables outside too. I got up from the table because I saw you guys call twice.
Yeah,
you know you can't have your phone at the table.
Did I stop a streak where you went in?
No, but it's fine. The shoe went. I was going to probably get up when the shoe ended anyway.
Okay.
So I looked at your call twice and I saw Mellor call and I was like, well, I'm going to wait till the shoe plays out and then I'll see what's going on.
Do you want to see the video here? The city's entire strip suffered major water damage on Thursday night. Last night, his videos shared on social media showed casinos turning into rain gutters.
It doesn't sound like Carmen experienced that.
Well, maybe he did.
I was inside at dinner from like 7:30 until about, let's say 10:30 or so Vegas time. We were inside having dinner at a place in the Palazzo, which
Tuscany
was really good.
Garden?
By the way.
Did you go to Tuscany?
No, it wasn't Tuscany Garden. It was Chinese, Asian Chinese. It was called Mott 32. It was very good.
Nice. You should, Carm, just for you know what's and giggles, go to the Tuscany Gardens just to stop by and see what we subjected ourselves to.
The answer's no. Somebody just went over. The answer's no. But when we came out and we walked back, we're over by the wind, and it was like rain. It was drizzling. I mean, the ground was wet. I knew it had rained, but it was like drizzling a little. And
conflicting reports. This sounds like Tony La Russa going over the injury report.
No, listen.
Tony doesn't care about his players.
I care about my players.
I said to you guys, I said it rained a little bit last night. Like, I know it drizzled on us for a little bit as we walked back, but that was it. I didn't see any, like, flooding. And I went for a run this morning on the strip. There was no, like,
look at you.
How does he know? His face is buried in a shoe and a drink right now.
That's
you know,
true.
He doesn't know.
It's been a lot of blackjack.
Are you up or down?
I'm up.
Look at you. And it sounds like you're sober right now.
I am. Right now I am. I mean, yesterday we got after it pretty good. And we're saving up we got a big dinner tonight. So yeah. I don't want something good is happening at this table.
Yeah, someone's getting lucky, so to speak. Is that what happens at that pool?
Yeah, somebody's getting lucky over there.
Take it easy on the house over there, Rain Man. Don't put your
exposure on that shoe.
Listen, I like taking it from the house here. Don't believe you me. They got plenty of money. You know, but yeah, I'm taking it easy today. I've had a couple mojitos. That's it. Just chilling. I'm gonna go sit in the pool. Join. I was the only one at this table. Like, everybody had bailed on me, and I was still there. And they're all in the pool. So I'm gonna go mosey into the pool for a little bit.
All right, enjoy.
It's just
maybe,
a well-being check.
My bottoms off. 21 and older. Maybe I'll take my bottoms
Can you
off
go naked in the pool if you want?
No, of course not. What's the matter with you?
This is a 21 and older pool.
They don't want dogs.
It's Vegas, man.
They don't want dogs hanging around. I mean, you know, the beautiful female figure is one thing. They don't want dogs walking around this pool, Tommy. What are you, an animal?
We had a conversation about Yurkos today in Crosstalk Unhinged.
He tried to show it. Tried to show it to Sylvie.
I've seen it. It's special.
You have? When?
Well, we've been in the locker room together a few times for hockey, so I got a glimpse once. We'll talk about that on the next Unhinged. Right. We're all together
next
week.
Yeah, you got it. All right. Good luck.
Guys.
Have fun.
Thanks, boys.
How much credit material was in his stick?
I have no idea. I'm just making sure that he's okay. It said Vegas was underwater. Just making sure Carm's okay.
Like, you read a story about this, what's going on Thursday night, and then Carm's like, nah, nothing.
He was inside eating and drinking and gambling.
It looked like it drizzled a little bit.
I'll show you pictures.
It's crazy. LaRusso saying, no, Joe Kelly's injury is not an arm injury. That's what this reminded me of.
I said it wasn't an arm. I said it wasn't raining. All right, I got some nonsense when we come back. Hey, you know what you need to start doing? And by doing it, I mean do it today. Is start streaming live sports and original content with ESPN Plus, because you're going to have access to the award-winning 30 for 30 library. You'll have unrivaled UFC access, including exclusive pay-per-views, live coverage of 35 PGA Tour events each year, daily MLB games all season long. You're going to get the ESPN Plus and Disney Plus bundled today. You have to stream anytime, anywhere. All you need to do is go to ESPNChicagoBundle.com to learn more.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You are listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
Free ticket Friday right now. Bring it up. Brought to you by Miller Lite. 332-3776. Car 7 gets the free tickets. Diamondbacks on August 26th. Sox and Diamondbacks.
How are the D-backs this year?
Not good.
No?
No.
That really doesn't matter with this White Sox team, because good or bad, they're going to struggle against you.
Right. And then they were doing so well on the road
That's
for most of the year.
Advertising take, isn't it? Good or bad, we're going to struggle against you.
They had a terrible trip. They could not hit with runners in scoring position. Yeah. And they had been doing well on the road.
Hey, back to your question about Tom Brady. This is something that's been planned. He's going to be away from the team for like a week or 10 days or something like that.
Yeah, for a while they're saying,
Personal things, whether or not this was something that was agreed to prior to training camp or not, it does seem odd, doesn't it, for Tom Brady? Tom Brady's a guy who's all buttoned up on a number of fronts.
But maybe he, in order to play, maybe he had to make some compromise with his wife. You know, his wife was not... And he talked about being with his family more. Maybe this is the happy medium of that. But you're right. Like, Tom Brady is usually the guy during COVID going into the remember when he went into the wrong guy's house?
Right.
Because he thought it was Byron Leftwich's house?
Yeah. Like, that's a team you've got new faces. You've got a couple of your offensive linemen out. Tom Brady's usually the first guy in, last guy to leave. Continuity's an issue. It seems un-Brady-like.
Jim says, he tweeted this, I retweeted it too. He said, maybe Brady is opening up a barbecue restaurant.
Pretty good. That's a good one. It's a good one there.
What would that be called? What would Brady's barbecue be called? Or would it just be Brady's barbecue?
BBQ 12.
BBQ 12.
Yeah. I mean, that's easy, isn't it? Everything's 12. It's TBBBQ 12.
Yeah.
Say that three times fast. TBBBQ 12. TBBBQ 12. TBBBQ 12.
I think it's got to go TBQ 12.
There you go. Right? TBQ. Tom Brady Q 12. Tom Brady Barbecue 12. This story here says most people say they could easily hack their partner's passwords.
I finally am like, that's good.
What?
TBQ.
TBQ?
I like that.
Yeah?
Instead of BBQ, TBQ. TBQ 12. I'm slow over here.
You having yourself a day?
I am.
That's all that tequila soda you were drinking last night with all the high school buddies.
It's slow, but at least you're pleasant, so that's good.
I am in a good mood today.
Yeah, it's good.
Friday.
Yeah, that's good. Do you agree with this? Most people say they could easily hack their partner's passwords.
Oh, yes.
Really? So you know your wife's go-tos?
There's no doubt about it.
I could not.
Yeah.
I could not.
I probably could. My wife knows all mine, too.
She's changed our Amazon Prime password on a number of occasions, and I could never guess it. It's always something very intricate.
Well, they tell you that you should continuously change your password.
Of course, I do that all the time.
This has thrown me for a loop,
you
know, because I try to save them in my cell phone, but then a lot of times I don't. And then I'm like, oh, damn, which one was it?
So you think you could guess your wife's passwords for certain things?
Well, and some of them, we have you a share lot of them? The same passwords, yeah.
Okay. Mallory, so you answered quickly.
Yeah,
you know exactly what your wife is?
Yeah, and same her for me. Yeah. Yeah. I don't like, though, they do make you change them way too frequently. It's just, and you're not supposed to, like... What, I'm supposed to continuously change my password?
I don't know. You can't use one that you used before in the last five.
And then what?
Unless you write them down, it's hard to keep track of them.
And that's the thing. And you're telling me I'm not supposed to use my iPhone Notes app for password you know what I mean? Like, come on.
I just reset my iTunes because I couldn't remember what the hell my password
that
was.
That one is always the worst for me.
TBG.
The iTunes?
It's always the worst.
Because it doesn't save in your phone, right?
Right.
Just remember, your password should be TBQ12.
I like that. Instead of BBQ, TBQ.
The worst is when you have an app, too, that you use all the time. Then occasionally it'll sign you out, too. Like, I get that all the time with Ventra when I'm riding the train, and it's like, I don't know what my Ventra is. And I can't get... Like, Abdallah actually had that problem right as he was going to the train today, so I had to check the schedule for him to see when
there's a train coming. I couldn't get into the parking
garage. Waddle and I had that the same day. We both updated, coincidentally... Our parking garage.
I don't remember what I updated it.
And then
they
need the password again after they updated it.
I don't remember.
The app.
I don't remember what it was.
You don't?
I don't. So I just have to reset it again. That's it. That's all I got. I got nothing else for you.
Let's talk frustrations. Roquan Smith. First of all, are his people doing something against the rules in the National Football League? Find out when we come back.